The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, September the 18th, and we've got two segments today. Let's start, first of all, with native plants, and we have Nadia Navarrete Tindall.
Yes,
did I roll? Did I roll
that was
the name?
Very
okay.
Good.
Lincoln University, in touch with nature. You're having a field day, right? On this Saturday, September 22nd.
Yeah, that's right. It's this Saturday, September 22nd.
Uh-huh.
It will be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
At Lincoln University?
Lincoln University, Busby Farm.
Where?
Busby Farm.
Okay, at the farm.
Yes.
Yeah. And when people come, what are they going to see and experience?
There will be all kinds of activities, hands-on demonstrations, and also even food sampling. And we're going to have wagon tours, walking tours. We're having samples prepared with this beautiful sumac.
Yeah. Now, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you'll see what we're talking about. This is not poison sumac.
That is right.
This is sumac. Do we even have poison sumac in Missouri?
You might find it in wetlands, but it only in the south of us.
Okay.
Maybe even the Wood Hill region, but not in our area.
This is regular sumac, and they look like berries, and you can make tea out of them?
Yes, and you can come and try it. We'll show you how to prepare it.
Well, these are beautiful. They look like you could put them on a Christmas wreath.
That is right. We also make Christmas wreaths. With these sumac.
Oh, you make Christmas wreaths
yes.
with those too. Okay. Then I have another plant over here which Jolene Schultz is holding very carefully.
This is
a stinging plant?
Yes. It's what we have this little sign here. Beware. It's a stinging nettle.
It's a stinging
nettle
plant.
I know,
and it really does sting you
like a bee.
You.
That's right. But it's at the same time, this plant is very nutritious. You can find it in woodlands.
Uh-huh.
It's very common. You would have to wear gloves. But
To pick it.
But if you gather it and you steam it, that it would be just perfect. It's very tasty.
Now, if you want to see what this looks like, again, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends. And this is the stinging nettle plant that if you touch, you will be stung.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the, there are two stinging nettles, and we'll show you the two types when you come to the field day.
So you've got all kinds of things going on at the field day,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. We also have native plant demonstration gardens so people can come and look at them. And we'll have one special recipe out of mountain mint. It's a wildflower.
Mountain mint?
Mountain mint. With honey, makes a wonderful ice cream.
Oh, so, you're going to have those recipes.
Yeah, we'll have them available if you want to try them on your own.
Oh.
Then these plants will be there also in the garden.
Wow.
So you can see what the ingredients are in the garden.
And that's going to be on Saturday, September the 22nd.
Yeah.
You know, the Tiger Tarolix people... You ought to get a group of people to tiger trolley tour. You ought to take those trolleys down there or get a group of people and take them down to Lincoln University.
We can find the people.
Okay.
Yeah, we have plenty of room.
So mark it on your calendar. It's September the 22nd, this coming Saturday. It's called In Touch with Nature at Lincoln University. Can they go to the website?
Yes, they can go to lincolnu.edu, search for native plants, and that will take you to events, and then they find the flyer.
Okay.
And I just want to mention about the address.
Yeah.
It's 5124 Golden Road off US 54.
Okay. But they'll find it all on the website.
Yes.
Okay. Nadia, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure
thank
having you
very
here.
Much.
Now you hold your stinging nettle plant there.
Now,
very carefully. We got Jolene Schultz and Cindy Mustard with us today.
Hi,
good to have you.
Nice to be here. Thank
you. Two are business women now.
Yes. Sort of changed a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to make some money. We hope.
You started your business Tiger Trolley tours. Yes. Tell me about it.
We started on the 22nd, which was our kickoff at the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And we did many tours to entice people to want to go on a more extensive tour with us.
So what happens when you go on a Tiger Trolley tour?
Well, you get to choose the tour you want to go on. It's a two-hour tour.
2 hours?
2 hours. We have four that we have designed. And we're going to also custom design them. If you would call and say, I really don't want to go on a tour of Colombia. I want to go someplace else. Or there's something specific I want to do. We will
custom design. Oh, you'll take them out of town.
Yes, we will.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You could do something down there.
That's right.
To the native plants thing.
We could. But we have the four tours already designed. And one is on a cultural tour of Colombia, mm-hmm. which we're doing tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And then we're going
September the 19th.
September the 19th, yes.
So can people still sign up for that? Or is
no, that's full.
Full.
That's already been booked.
Oh, that's good news.
We have one on, that we're doing tonight on the 18th.
Can they still already, come to that one?
No, that one's booked,
That one's
too.
Full, too.
but
two ladies are promoters, aren't you?
But the trolley holds 24 as a maximum, but we will take 18 as a minimum. Or you can rent the whole trolley for as many people as you want to take on it.
Now, Cindy, who came up with this idea?
Well, really, Jolene did. Uh-huh. She was working for Premier Bank at the time, and they had called, and they were bringing some bankers in and said, you know, we want to do a tour of Colombia. They're all from out of town, and she happened to call me because she knew I had a lot of information on the history of Colombia.
Oh, my goodness, do you?
I did, yes. Being old, I have history.
I can't think of two nicer women to be in business together and starting this. But you look like you're having a good time doing it, too.
We really are, and we're learning so much. We thought we knew a little bit about Colombia, but every day we learn a little bit more. I mean, it's just been fascinating.
Okay, what has surprised you most of what you've learned?
Finding that amphitheater here behind your building was one.
There's an amphitheater behind the
Reynolds. Behind Reynolds,
a mini one. A very mini amphitheater, which we're going to try and research to find out what it's all about.
At the Reynolds Journalism
Institute.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right outside your door.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Well, you'll have to come check
it out. Outside. I think one thing I thought was interesting was Francis Quadrangle's name for David Francis. And after he had been governor and then with the state, he became ambassador to Russia during the Russian Revolution. And he was protecting the American embassy with his gun from the Bolsheviks.
Really?
We didn't know that. So this is
the information that you pass along on the tours?
Yes.
But lots more.
Yeah, and we're trying to assimilate a lot of stories about what happened when, and we're getting people to share stories with us.
Now, are some of these legends, or are they all fact?
No, they're all fact. And we've been working...
No legends.
There's a few ghost legends.
Maybe they get stretched a little bit.
A few ghost stories.
Just a few ghost stories.
We have three or four, maybe even five ghost stories that are actually legends in Colombia.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if people want, we're out of time here. If they want information about Tiger Trolleys, what do they do?
Do tigertrolleytours@gmail.com or write us at our website's www.tigertrolley.net.
Okay. Good to have both of you here, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, lovely people.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be with us, University Extension.